regular passenger of Danfo buses? Are you a car owner or driver who has ever had to exchange words with a Danfo driver? Or you're one of those people who like to board Aboki or Kadas? Yes, the speedy ones where you have to shout Kada Kada small small. You're in the right place. It's my Danfo experience with Osebai. Don't touch that dial.
Kwe. Wale pelu change. To bale wale wale mo yesu tanye. Kusokada omo ya mi wale wale pelu change. Wale.
What's up, people? Welcome to the show, My Danfo Experience with Osebai, the podcast. If you're listening for the first time, I'm the driver of this particular Danfo bus, and my name is Osebai. If you're a returning listener, what's up? Kill 'em pop. How's it going? How are you all doing? How'd it go? Did go? Alright guys, welcome to another episode of My Danfo Experience with Osebai, the bus stop where we get to discuss all the premium gist that comes along with boarding public transport in Nigeria, especially Lagos, the headquarters. Yes, so let's get right into it. So this story says, Osebai, you help me, you. No, I'm feeling like this person is actually dramatic. Like, this person started, Osebai, you, !! Help me, you, !! She will be teaching conductor his work again. Okay, what's the problem? Why are you asking me this? Let's find out. So I entered this Danfo and the conductor no sabi work at all. He got to a point, even the driver himself was tired and changed it for him. First of all, he wasn't good with collecting money. He would collect money and pause before moving to the next person. Very slow. Ha! !! Again. But the good thing was he would give you your change immediately. And he was so kind and respectful. But the issue was he didn't know when to tell the driver to stop or move. Oh my god. And he's so sluggish. Shebi, that's how he directed driver to stop where police were on patrol. Thank God the driver was fast, that he quickly moved and did not stop. People on the bus were just abusing him. He looked like he was going to cry. I pitied him, Sha, but I hope he has learned. Wow. Like, I want to digest this. So, this conductor does not know his job. Huh? He will pause when he collects money. Is it that he's not good with numbers, doesn't know his arithmetic, so he's trying to calculate to know how much change this person is going to collect? And because I don't understand, why is he pausing? And in fact, even before, normally before conductors would give you change, they would have collected, you know, their money, they would have collected their money from every of the passenger before they now start allocating the change to each passenger. So why was he pausing? Is he a newbie in the game? Amateur? Okay. Then he now got to the point that even the driver changed his point. Excuse sir, don't you know where your conductor didn't know work before you put him in the entrance of the bus to hang and be calling in passengers? Question number one. Question number two. When you employ new conductor, are you not supposed to teach the conductor? Okay, wait, let me first ask. This conductor job, is not everybody that can actually do it though. Like, do they actually go through trainings and all of that before they become a conductor, like a certified conductor? Or like, when one conductor has left one particular driver and they will not do graphic design? We are hiring very vibrant, outspoken, weary-like conductor. Like, how do they do it? Then submit your CV or attach a copy of your CV and send to this email, jobs@yellowdanfo.com. Hey, wow, how did they do it? They'll just see somebody on the street and they'll pick the person up. You, it's like this person, your Isheda is conductor, come and do conductor small. You'll be able to play with soccer, you'll be able to do Ogami, Mbole, over pilot move, you'll be able to do all those kind of things if you have the vibe, you know, then you get the job and everything. But this particular conductor does not know his job. First of all, he didn't know how to collect money, but you mentioned that the good thing there was that you give you your change immediately. You see, that's the good side. Everything that has advantage has disadvantage. Everything that has disadvantage has advantage. And the advantage is that you didn't have to shout at him to give you change. And you mentioned that he's slow, very sluggish. In fact, the way the person described this story, this person was really going through a lot on that bus. Like I said, very sluggish. So for him to be very sluggish, imagine if you have to be asking for change, you have to be shouting, conductor, where my change? Or somebody that is very sluggish would have even forgotten how much your change is meant to be, how much you gave him. And you know, that question can be very annoying when the conductor now start asking you, how much did you give me? How much is your change? And you're like, whoa, bro, did you not collect money from me? Don't you have retentive memory? Do you want me to lie to you that I gave you 1,000 when I actually gave you 500? Like, do you get? So, something good still came out of it at the end of the day. It was kind. It was respectful. I don't know how you came about this, that the conductor was kind and respectful, but maybe because he was not returning the yabbing and the insults that people were giving him on the bus, you know, he didn't know when to tell the driver to stop or move. Ha! So he does not have that ginger. And then he told the driver to stop where police were on patrol, when they would ask for their papers, and they will use those police officers, they will use their serenity to disturb everybody. You that you're on the bus, that you have a place to be, maybe you have a meeting to be or something, then they will use their own serenity to disturb your own. Thank God the driver was fast though, so you people did a little bit of Fast and Furious. You did this is Brazil. No, this is Lagos. Oh yeah, this is Abuja. Can it be Abuja? Abuja people, they are not aggressive like this. They still live in harmony in Abuja. All of them are not always angry. Because now, if conductor shouts, you people will say this conductor is rude. This one is trying not to be rude, respectful. They are still complaining. You see? Kosogban to leja, kosiwa to lewu, kosogban to leja, telefita yelon. Yes, one baba sing that song way, way, way back in the 90s. Yes. So, and this man, you see, at the end of the day, many people were yabbing him. It looks like he was going to cry. Maybe it was his first day on the job. Be nice to people. We keep preaching, be nice, be nice, be nice. The man was nice to people. At least, yeah, the one that mentioned that he was kind and respectful. He was nice to you. He gave you your change back immediately. You people in turn were not nice to him. Well, let's hope he has learned his lesson. And that this kind of people, when he comes back like this, hey, Ikpada Bowami, oh my bed, he will come back fully kitted. Then you know that slang, I'm back, bitches. He's gonna give it hot content. You guys, you watch out for this. I hope you marked his face so that you can watch out for this particular conductor in the next week. he would have been initiated in the art of conducting a bus. So he will now come back and give, don't come back to complain, just come back to tell us what happened. C'est fini. Okay. So moving on to the next one. This one says, "Woe today. Hey, why is it that it's drama you people use as part of your story?" The first one, I said by you, help me, you, help me, help me. If they carry you, they go where you don't know. This one, woe today. Why will you start sentence with woe? Is it woe, swobby? Or which one? Are you now a bad person? I'm very needy, woe. Well, I should be a girl. I'm not kidding. Okay, let's go back. Woe today. I entered Danfo and I was so pissed. Sorry, boo. This nigga literally stopped at every bus stop. See now, this nigga. He was from Egbeda to Lasu Ghetto and I used 2 hours. Thank God I did not have an exam. I was just easing and shouting at the driver. But as usual, both the conductor and driver, they will do what they like. Rubbish. You see, I said it. As this person started with woe, I already knew that it was going to be very, very tragic. Tragic story. Now, it is not even tragic comedy. It is tragedy. Lasu Gate to Abi Egbeda to Lasu Gate. When I usually ply that road, is highest 1 hour 30 minutes. Like, there's usually no traffic on that route except at Egbeda. Then the next place you're going to find traffic is at Igondo. And maybe they will wait to pick some people. Maybe some people have alighted before you get to Igondo, so they will want to fill up the bus again before moving. So why are you using 2 hours to go from Egbeda to Lasu Gate? Now, because driver and conductor, two both of them, they will do as they like. And if you're familiar with this Egbeda Lasu, Isheri Lasu way, I don't know how they call it, maybe Lasu Iba Expressway, that's how they call it. If you're familiar with that route, you will know that there are, from Egbeda till you get to Lasu Gate, the bus stops, if I'm not exaggerating, those bus stops will be up to 50. Those bus stops will be up to 50. They are not, like, they are not up to a minute away from each other. Those bus stops are too kele for a bus, for a Danfo bus to be stopping at every bus stop. Every goddamn bus stop. Why? Why? Even dispatch rider cannot be stopping at bus stop like that. That he didn't know the road, cannot be stopping at bus stop like that. So why you? Is it at every bus stop that there is a passenger you wanna pick? This thing is very annoying. And I feel like we need a panel that we would sit, a round table discussion, where we would sit an enclosed panel discussion. So that if we want to beat ourselves, we'll beat ourselves. Why would a conductor and driver be stopping at every bus stop? Like, is it even convenient for you, driver? I need to ask the driver, is it convenient for you to be stopping, mashing brake at every interval, not up to 1 minute away from each other? Why? Why do you keep something on the road that you want to pick? Why? Why are they always doing that? People that now have appointments, people that have looked at it, that, okay, they have approximated their time that they would use on the road before they get to their destination. Now you've used your own to obstruct their own. Because normally, bus drivers are supposed to be in the east because they want to go and come so that they can have multiple trips that day. They want to move as fast as they can. As fast as they can so that they can have more trips. Maybe they will have like 6 trips before the end of the day, you know, they make more money. Then you, one driver, will now decide that, no, Today, we are going to sleep on the road. We'll be stopping at every bus stop. This driver, if you check it very well, we stop at maybe like two different filling stations. We say we want to buy fuel. Maybe we now look at the fuel attendants and say, this one, I mean, their echo is not good. Their oil is not, their fuel is not good. They will not sell it very well. We'll move again. Move out. Go again into another fuel station. Why? Why do you just want to be frustrating people? Why? People are frustrated already. You now want to add frustration to it. I feel this person's pain. Honestly, I feel it because even if I don't have an appointment or anything, I don't have to be in a place in a hurry, in a haste. That doesn't mean you should intentionally delay me. And at the end of the day, they will stop at these bus stops and they will still not see passengers. You have to get to a landmark bus stop before you can wait to load. They're already making me raise my voice, and I don't like all this kind of attitude. Be a damnful driver like Oseba. He's soft life, you know, very calm. But they won't listen. Sorry, Jerry. So thank God this person did not have exam. Because if you had had exam, I'm not mad carry over because of damnful boss. Don't worry, I will meet with the council of elders. We'll go inside and discuss these matters so that my fellow drivers will stop doing all this rubbish. We are to serve is to serve you always. Thank you. Please don't be angry. Accept my condo. That's not the English. Accept my sympathy. Yes, manage it like that. Thank you. Let's move on. Hi, Osebayi. I like this tone. I don't know if this is an experience, but I want to share it. I entered Keke and I was amused to see that this driver put bottled water where his fire extinguisher was supposed to be. Wow. And he was sipping his water as we were going. After taking a sip, he will put the bottle back. I was just laughing because I didn't even know what to say. Me too, I'm just because I don't even know what to say. Anyway, first of all, let me start by saying this. Let me rephrase. Don't feel like because they have not fought each other on the bus, or because violence has not happened on the bus or on the keke or whatever public transport you're boarding, don't feel like if violence has not come up yet, it is not worthy to be called an experience. Everything that you encounter, everything that you see while on the bus is an experience. Everything counts as an experience. Every little thing counts as an experience, so you can always share it. Okay, so this is an experience because first of all, I would like to ask if it is bottled water that is where that is where this driver's fire extinguisher is. Where is now the fire extinguisher? Where exactly is the fire extinguisher? Don't tell me it doesn't have a fire extinguisher. Now he's sipping water, not juice. He's sipping water as is on the line. With the way the sun is and everything that is happening in the country, the Robodinho and everything, he has to always cool his temper. He has to always cool his nerves so that you guys can have a smooth ride. Because there was nothing mentioned here, no itch, nothing. It's just the fact that he was sipping his water, so it might be that it's inside that water that The key to the smooth ride is if he does not have that bottled water, the ride might not have been smooth enough. So allow people enjoy their life. Thank God it is water he was sipping, not beer. Yes, thank God. But we need to find out if he put fire in bottled water where fire extinguisher is. Where is now the original position of the fire extinguisher? Because maybe he has done interior for his keke. He has turned into custom made, personalized the keke. So maybe you didn't know but there is now another place for a fire extinguisher. Don't overthink it, okay? Don't overthink it. It's nothing to worry about. It's nothing to raise alarm about, you know. So let him enjoy his life. At least he's sipping the water gently. He didn't use his hand to disturb anybody. But he's sipping water. Please, his two hands, they only is used to drive keke. So how is he will use one hand to open the bottle water? He will now use another hand to carry it to his mouth. How did he do it? I really want to know. Must be a very good multitasker. Okay, let's move on. So this one says, good evening, Osebayo. That's how I forgot myself on downfall bus today. Before I boarded the bus, I passed through a market and I saw some people doing promo sales on soap, which I needed at home. So I decided to buy. They sold at very cheap rates. So I bought the soap and I was holding it in my hand. I entered the bus. I sat at the passenger seat beside the driver on the bus. Lo and behold, I forgot this soap on the bus. I don't know how. I wasn't even talking to anybody. I was not responding. I was not pressing my phone. I was not doing anything distracting. So I don't know how I forgot this soap on the bus. Now I have to get another one when I'm going back home. I don't know if I will still find these Bonanza people at the place I found them this morning. That soap pain me. I'm very sorry. Then the thing is, you might have been, maybe you were drenched in your own thoughts, so you forgot that you were holding something. And if you're the type that you're not used to holding something in your hands, maybe because you had a bag or something, or you did not have a bag, then you are now holding something in your hand. Maybe you just put it on the dashboard for your hand to rest or something like that. Then you forgot, you just got carried away and you forgot that you bought something. I'm very sorry. Hopefully you find the Bonanza people as you put it when you're going back home and you can buy from them. But hey, these are things that happen on downfall buses. You don't even have to be distracted. You don't even have to do distracting things before you can forget something valuable on the bus. Very sorry, but now you have ticked that box of forgetting something valuable, because it seems so valuable to you while on downfall bus. So that's your own experience. You forgot something while on downfall bus, even without having any conversation or watching a movie, pressing your phone or anything. You were focused, but you still forgot something. You didn't sleep. You didn't meet new people. You were not trying to pursue your soulmate on the bus. You still forgot soap. Very sorry. Very, very sorry. So next time when you buy something and hold in your hand, always find a way to remind yourself that you have something with you, you have something in your hand that you do not want to forget on the bus, so that you won't have to be overspending all the time. So guys, thank you very much for being on this ride with me. If you've listened to this point, I love you so much. I love you all listeners so much. Thank you for always being on this ride with me. Thank you for your time. Thank you for everything. Please guys, do not forget to rate the show. Rate the show. Give us ratings. If you're truly enjoying the show, give us ratings. You know, write a review, leave a comment, share, subscribe. Yes, you can subscribe so that you can know anytime a new episode comes up. Yes, thank you. So you share to your friends also. Don't laugh alone. Don't listen to these experiences alone. Don't hear this gist alone. This gist is for everybody. You know, it's national cake. So have your own bite and pass it around to the next person, to the next people. You know, always tell a friend to tell a friend to listen. Thank you guys for being on this ride with me. It's a wrap. It's the end of today's episode. We'll be back next week for more amazing stories and experiences from people who are boarded Danfo bus, Okada, Keke, Marua, Bicycle, BRT, Wheelbarrow, etc. etc. My name is Asebai and I'm the driver of this Danfo bus. Thank you for staying with me. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.